What are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620 if you want to be on the show today. Our next guest in studio, Joey and Cynthia from the Great Gulf Coast Arts Festival. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Yeah, great to have you here. So tell me a little bit about the Arts Festival, kind of big picture, what can people expect?
Oh my goodness, it is that time of year again. The first weekend in November, November 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, the Great Gulf Coast Arts Festival, this is our 52nd year.
Wow.
It's a fabulous festival with hundreds of artists. It's basically five festivals in one. We have the fine arts, we have the heritage arts, we have the culinary arts, we have the performing arts, we have the children's festival. I mean, it is huge, and we're very excited about it coming up again in November.
Perfect, and it's going to be at Seville Square?
Yes, in the park area and also in the surrounding areas, which it's all very walkable. It's a wonderful event. It's free. It's so fabulous that we can have a festival of this level that we can still provide as a free event to our community.
Mm-hmm. And it says 200 of the nation's best artists, basically. So people are coming from around the country to participate in this.
Yes, and I'll let Joy speak to that.
Okay. We have, 205 artists, and 19 of them are from our local area, Northwest Florida, pretty close to us. Nine of those are from Pensacola, so you'll see some of our local artists. And then, but we have artists from all over, 31 states. The people come here, and most of them are from the Southeast, and but, you know, maybe as far away as Washington State. I think that's probably our furthest out. We don't have anybody from Hawaii this year, as far as I know. But anyway, and then there's several categories. The artists are, we have, I guess our biggest category is painting, and then mixed media. We have ceramics, we have jewelry, we have photography, printmaking, sculpture, wood. And so there's something for everybody, and it's really such a mixed bag of, you know, when you walk around, you'll see some quality artwork, and that will just wow you. I guarantee it. You mm-hmm. cannot walk through the festival without really being impressed with the quality of the work. So we're excited about that.
That is awesome.
And something to think about too is that this is actually a juried show. So it's not that that any artist can automatically be part of our Great Gulf Coast Arts Festival. There are certain criteria that they have to meet. We have to be able to examine their artwork. We have judges that you know, review their artwork to provide awards at the end of the show, at the jurying, and with the award ceremony. So these are very, they're vetted experts. You know, some of them have been with us for years or come back after years. They can be part of our family. We've seen them so often, but mm-hmm. really quality art, and it's going to be a fabulous show.
There's nothing else like it, really.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's a once a year thing.
So how does the word get out across the country when you're recruiting artists to come to this? I mean, that's just fascinating to me that you have Washington State and the Southwest and artists from all over coming to Pensacola for this.
Well, we advertise two artists through organizations and software programs that they use to find art shows. And so one of the places where we advertise is Sunshine Artist Magazine, which is a trade magazine for artists. And they, in their September issue, they every year put out rankings for that artists will write in and say how much, or they enter how much they made at various festivals. And so there's a ranking, and our art festival was number 18 out of, it's the best 200 and in the fine arts show category. So that's in the country.
Yeah.
And so anyway, that's one of the ways that they find out about our show.
Mm-hmm.
And of course our website, and you know, they apply through a software program, and that software program has an email list that mails out to their whole group, you know, so, it's a big deal that the artist will make their plans months and months in advance on where in the country that they're going to be traveling and try and thread that needle, you know, so that it works for them. So anyway, yeah.
Yeah. Number 18, that is fantastic. Out of that many,
right,
that Pensacola is known as sort of the place to come for arts and culture.
Well, and, you know, the artists are making enough money, too. I mean, they're making sales here, and that's part of what they base that on. So it's almost good to me. I don't know if I should say this, but, you know, I think being number 18 says that we have a wide variety of it. Everything isn't really, really expensive. You will find really, really expensive things there, but yes, there's something there for everybody.
Yeah, absolutely. And the holidays are coming up. That's what we've been telling everybody. Holidays are coming up, and if you're looking for gifts for family or friends,
oh yeah,
right,
I think
it's the place to shop.
To buy something to shop every year, and, you know, for me, I like to pick out just like one nice, really nice thing, and then year over year, you get a nice collection of artwork. It's just a lovely way to do it.
And if you don't have that much space, you can buy jewelry because it
doesn't
have so much space.
Nice. So you had mentioned judging. So are these pieces of art getting judged, and are there prizes for the artists?
Yes.
There's $26,000 worth of prizes.
Oh, wow.
The Best of Show Award is $3,000. And then there's other categories, and they go down from there. So, yeah, that's one of the reasons that, you know, our show is attractive to artists, because our prize money is pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And who make up the judges? Is it a group, local group, or is it the people who attend the art fair?
We research and try and find judges every year. We look for, we get recommendations from people who have done it before, and other shows that are similar to ours, you know, who they've used. And then we try and get, we usually come up with a list of maybe 10 or 12 potential people, and then we try and match it up. So there's just two, and one that is really leans towards 3D, one is more 2D, or we have, you know, we just don't want them to be too much the same in mindset. This year, one of our judges is an expert in murals. He's very well known for that. And then the other one is more the intellectual type, you know, she does these sculptures. And so they're very different than each other. And so together, they go through and judge the show.
Oh, nice. So what are the hours each of the days if people are making plans for the week, for that particular weekend?
Yeah, so we start at 9 o'clock on Friday and Saturday, and go to 5 on Friday and Saturday, and on Sunday it's 9 to 4. The Children's Festival hours are Saturday and Sunday, 10 to 4. And again, that is a free event for children. And, you know, this is it's a wonderful experiential festival for children. They can do face painting, they can make things, they can just have a great time. And in addition to that, there are over 2,000 pieces of student art that are on display from the different schools.
Oh, wow.
You know, it's just a wonderful event, almost a festival in itself. And if you have young children, you definitely need to go and experience that.
Awesome. We'll be back with more Pep Talk right after this.
News Radio 92.3 congratulates the recent winners and finalists in the 2024 Pensacola News Journal Community Choice Awards.
Here is one of the recent winners who can say they are the best of the Bay.
David's Catfish House in Milton is the proud recipient of the Best Catfish from Best of the Bay for 9 years running. David's would like to thank the voters, their loyal customers, and hardworking staff. For delicious Mississippi catfish and delicious southern sides, we'll see you at David's Catfish House, Dogwood Drive in Milton.
Congratulations to all the Best of the Bay winners.
Sweet chocolate reward. Sweet chocolate reward.
This is not just the sound of someone picking up a sweet treat at Walgreens. This is the sound of someone picking up a sweet treat right after receiving all their vaccines in one trip. This is the sound of treating yourself because you protected yourself.
Stop by or schedule both your flu and COVID-19 vaccines today and grab yourself a sweet treat while you're at it. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Climatech, Climatech. Heating and cooling is what we know. Call 857-4700.
Most people's number one priority when it comes to their home is it's comfortable. Hello, everyone. Travis Thompson here from Climatech of Professional Air, your independently owned American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. For more than 40 years, our team's comfort professionals have dedicated ourselves to making your home comfortable, no matter what the temperature is outside. Our state-of-the-art, high-efficiency comfort systems dramatically reduce humidity inside your home while at the same time reduce energy costs. And they're even more environmentally friendly than systems built just a few years ago. Want to be more comfortable inside your home? I invite you to give me a call at 857-4700. Call today or visit us online at climatechproair.com.
Climatech. Heating and cooling is what we know. Call 857-4700.
In a world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand, and we have your back. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us today on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Saturdays, you get The Garden Line Encore at 9, At Home with Gary Sullivan at 10, Swan Capital at 1, Let's Go Pensacola at 4.
Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. If you'd like to be part of the show today, in studio with me, we have Joy and Cynthia from the Great Gulf Coast Arts Festival. That is happening November 1st through the 3rd at Seville Square. And talking a little bit about the 200 artists that are going to be there. Also going to be music on the main stage. Let's talk about that.
Oh, yeah. So the main stage is a wonderful part of the festival. It's almost, like I said, we've got almost five festivals, and this would be another one. And not only do we have some wonderful local artists that perform music, once again, for free for the community, but it kind of wraps up on Sunday in the afternoon. We actually have the symphony that comes and plays. Mm. And that is so special, because how often do you get to experience the symphony outside on a beautiful fall day? It's just magical.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, really encourage people to come and enjoy the music that we have on that stage.
Absolutely. And there's also a youth stage as well?
Yeah, there's a performing arts stage, and that's where there's different groups perform dance and other types of creative performances. Live performances. It's once again a wonderful way to be able to see what happens with the people in our community and how they can express themselves in an artistic way through dance.
Mm-hmm. And food.
Oh my goodness, the Culinary Arts Festival. I want to say, you know, we have really elevated our food at the Great Gulf Coast Arts Festival. And some of the, I mean, it's all food trucks, right? And
mm-hmm.
there's such a variety now. The quality has been stellar. We have gotten wonderful feedback. It's really becoming almost a destination if you want to go and have a wonderful meal during the festival. You should definitely check it out. I have my favorites. You should definitely check it out.
Are you able to name drop any of the food trucks that are going to be there so far?
Oh, I don't know about that, but,
okay.
But I will tell you that you can't go wrong. They're all good. We are making sure that we're having the highest quality of food trucks and culinary experiences.
I think Big Mike has got some kind of competition between the chefs that are going to be there, too.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to have a best chef, and somebody's going to be judging them. So.
Oh, nice.
He's putting the pressure on.
He is, definitely.
That is awesome. So let's talk a little bit more about the Children's Art Festival, the Student Art Show. So I mean, really there's a part of this that is geared towards the youth and making sure that there's opportunity for them to highlight art, but also maybe to be engaged with this as well. So let's talk about that a little bit.
Well, the Children's Arts Festival is on Saturday and Sunday, and that's open to the public from 10 to 4. And you will see children from all ages that are enjoying experiential art, making things, masks, having face painting, making treasures that they will enjoy for, you know, at least the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
and then the children's art show itself, where, as I mentioned earlier, you have over 2,000 pieces of student art that are on display. proudly on display. And you will be amazed at the talent that some of these young people have. You'll look at some of this art and you'll go, oh my goodness, how in the world did that little person create such a fabulous piece of art?
Mm-hmm.
And it really is inspiring, not only to the adults that get to see what their children have done, but also to the children to see what they can achieve.
Absolutely. I also see that there is a poster contest.
Oh, yeah. We have the poster has been selected, and let's see. Nowadays Magazine, where did I put that information?
Yes, so actually there were two posters. There was a poster for the Children's Festival,
right,
which was a student that created that wonderful piece of art. And then we have a festival poster for the actual arts festival.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that is a beautiful poster that is actually for sale every year. We print it, and it's absolutely gorgeous this year. If you're on social media, go find our page. You'll see the poster, and you'll also see lots of information about the actual event itself. We put a lot of information on social media, and so we want to make sure that people are aware of that, too.
Yeah,
so
I see. Go ahead.
The artist is Michael Meissner, Meissner, and he was born and raised in the Northeast and close to the coast, and so he likes to emphasize the water and national parks and that sort of thing. And his artwork is painting, and one of the defining aspects of his art is his ability to blend realism and impressionism together. So it's they're very thick kind of paintings on pasto. And so they're really lovely, and we're so pleased with what we've chosen this year, and we hope that people like it too.
And actually, he is going to be part of our Heritage Arts Festival this year.
Mm.
He is joining us in that part of the festival. So you'll be able to see more of his artwork if you're interested in it.
His being painting at the festival, he does that sometimes. Not all the artists will do that, but he often does that, and that's so he's going to be at the crafts section or the heritage section, and so you will be able to see him there.
Are you still taking sponsors and vendors for this event? Are those applications still open?
Oh my goodness, we'll always take sponsors.
Yeah, we'll take sponsors.
Oh,
we need sponsors. What would we do without them?
Right. I mean, that is a very important aspect of our festival. You know, we are an all volunteer festival when it comes to people like Joy and myself and the other 100 and something other volunteers that work on the festival throughout the year. And so the sponsors are very important to the continued success of the festival.
Absolutely. So where can people get information if they want more details on that?
Once again, at our website. Absolutely. They can Google or go to www.ggaf.org and also find us on Facebook. And if anyone wants to be a sponsor, you will find us. We will find you. We'll make you a very happy sponsor.
Right. But besides being a sponsor, which we love, but we also need just manpower.
Yes,
we need
more volunteers.
Mm-hmm. And so there's a place on our website that says be a part on the top bar. And you scroll down or it drops down, and there's a place to sign up to be a volunteer. And it has descriptions of the different jobs that you can do at the festival. I know for the art show part, which I'm most involved in, we need booth sitters so that, you know, during the day, these artists are out there all day, and they want to be able to take a break, go over and get something to eat and the mm-hmm. culinary arts. And so we just have people will sit for them and for maybe 15 minutes or something at a time. And so they so appreciate the help, you know, so we need people.
Absolutely. And you will see the booth sitters, we call them artist relief, and they'll be wearing these bright yellow vests. And so whenever you see one of those that's sitting in a booth, that's one of our volunteers.
Awesome. Pep Talk will be right back after this.
Great.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Boogie Inc. is the Gulf Coast leader in personality DJ entertainment.
If you're planning a wedding, why not use the best entertainment for less? Their personality DJs perform over 100 weddings each year. They'll make your wedding reception one you and your guests will remember for many years to come. Call Boogie Inc. at 850-438-1660 or go to BoogieInc.com.
Boogie Inc. is the Gulf Coast leader in personality DJ entertainment. Remember, wherever Boogie goes, a party's bound to follow.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jen Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Trinity Wellness of Pensacola offers many services to improve your overall health and wellness with non-invasive, safe and effective treatments and life coaching to support your mind, body, and spirit. You'll love the detox treatments that enhance natural body functions, the pain treatments that target inflammation and pain in your back, hips, knees, shoulders, or neck. The cryotherapy instantly relieves inflammation, allowing the body to repair and restore the muscles and bringing you back to balance and living your life without pain. Book your free consult with Trinity Wellness of Pensacola. Trinity Wellness of Pensacola. Pensacola.com.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. 850-437-1620 is the number. Joy and Cynthia from the Great Gulf Coast Arts Festival in studio with me and talking about the Arts Festival November 1st through the 3rd. What else did you want to cover with the event?
Definitely wanted to touch on that. We're bringing back the international artist. This year we have an artist from Spain. We want to make sure that people definitely stop by his booth. His name is Aurito Jose Diaz Trio. And I probably did not pronounce that correctly. But his artwork is fabulous. We want to make sure that you stop by and see him. We also have our emerging artist, Joyce Leggett, who is someone who we have recognized as a wonderful artist that is really developing, and we wanted to be able to showcase her fabulous work. So these are two booths that we want to make sure that people have the opportunity to visit at our festival.
Perfect. Parking, so it's downtown. Parking's always an issue, but I see that you're also working with the trolley.
We are in the process of working with them as much as we can. We do have some updates on our website, and we ask people to check the website closer to the festival so that we have everything as updated as possible. Mm-hmm. Parking is parking in downtown, and we're all trying to deal with those challenges.
Absolutely. Thank you both for being here.
Thank you.
I want to thank you for having us here on News Radio.
Absolutely.
Awesome. We really appreciate it.
And the website, once again, ggaf.org for more details.